Blog Talk Radio.
Say to you tonight that listening, as we cross over to our ancestors, we're talking about where we at and what we should be doing and what's happening. Psalms 37. And I want you to read Psalms 9, Psalms 119. And I want you to put on the wall. I'm ready to go to the next teaching I'm getting ready to go to the next level. It's what God got for me. Now, I just got two people had the COVID virus. And if you find the police, the store, Walmart, and store, begin this month wearing your mask. Because several people here in Chicago have caught the virus. The virus is not gone. Make sure you wear your mask if you're going shopping. If you're in a crowd of people, wear your mask, because we're finding out that this back going on. So we got to get ready to, for winter, get ready. And Psalms 57, what I'm saying tonight, every letter, every telephone call is an expression of love. So we must understand what we have to do to stay ahead of what we're doing. Personal to give us an understanding that we are something special, and it gives a door that are open up to us. Now, then I call me 708. Go to my website, thecedarabraham.com, and go to PayPal. And you can plant that seed for your need. We're still about being healed. So I want you to understand. Saying healing come by the word of God. And I want you to understand flood, we have earthquakes in dark places. We're going to have storms just pop up overnight. And you'll be able to obey God. We should be married to obey the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, storm back to back. Hurricane got one hurricane hit over in California. There's another hurricane on its way to Texas. Okay. Now, this is what I want to say tonight. Begin to wear your mask again when you go to Walmart, when you go to these stores. We found out if four or five people got the virus, your mask, till you can, they can find it. You know, the government gonna tell you that they want you to take a shot. Some people took a shot because of some people did not die. So what I'm saying to you tonight, go buy you some masks. And if you're going out to the grocery store, you're going out to your mask, where you can be safe, that you can die. Because they have not solved the problem of the virus. And it's coming back real strong. I know two people here in Chicago, and the man was telling me, You don't know how he got it and where he got it from, but he know he had it. So what we're saying tonight, where you went out to the store, somebody else doing. I'm giving you a heads up. Wear your mask. And we're going to see tornadoes. Right now, you got four hurricanes working right now. They're not telling you about the global warming. They're not telling you about they're trying to dump all kinds of red we are polluting the ocean, God ocean, the lifeline. The Bible says man will destroy himself by I want you to get ready and I want you to understand that God got a blessing with your name on it. I had a friend of mine, he's about 60. He went to Walgreens, took two shots. He was paralyzed for a month. He had to learn how to walk. If you're going out in population, wear your mask. And I don't care what nobody else doing, I'm telling you, wear your mask. People gathering at, wear your mask, because some people have not took the shot. And some of them took the shot, and it was worth all taking the shot. Now, if you got a need, you plant that seed. If you planning on, it's a loss going on. I'll tell you some people that you might need to call to stop this kid since the police can't catch nobody. And our children are being shot on the way to school. Get ready to go to school. So many lives of young folks, of a doctor, of a lawyer, will come involved in trying to make things work. I'm praying tonight for you and even you. There's no sorrow. And I just want you to get ready tonight as we cross over with our ancestors. Ashe, our ancestors. Ashe, our grandmother. Ashe, all our ancestors. Bring knowledge to us. To bring understanding to us. We're still able call on our ancestors to do something for us. And coming forth with me and you. I'm praying for you, Mother Francis, God bless you. Mother Jo, God bless you. Just God bless you. Happy birthday to Dr. Barbara down in Houston. And happy birthday to all your birthdays. And those that lost loved ones, that's no lie on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want to pray tonight. I want to pray tonight for your deliverance. I want you to know tonight that God said high and looked low. Whatever you need, I will tell you, Mother Egypt, God got to give it to God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Mother Linda called me, said, Bishop, come on down to Louisiana. I want to have a special service. Come on, Christians and Hexes. I said, well, I'm going to call some people and see do they want to come down where we can do that cleansing, because so much evil is mature. Much evil is hidden, and don't nobody seem to know. We're praying for the people over in Hawaii that lost everything. I mean, it burned everything, burnt bodies up. Some of the bodies because burn up. But I want to say this tonight: there's some things finna change. And like I was telling Mama Jo, overflow coming. I want to be part of that blessing that God going to give to those that are obedient to him.
Unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And that is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh, Lord. And that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh, Lord. And until means is limited. But unto means is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh, Lord. And if I think about this church, and how about Franklin brought this church from a mighty long way? Oh, Lord, yeah, ever this show that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh, Lord, and Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh, Lord, and Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh, Lord, and I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I heard him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh, Lord, and the road may be rough, the going may be tough, but I hear saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yes, that means show me faithful until death comes. But then, let me count my death. Well, I must be faithful. Oh, then, so I can say, be I faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close and I tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back in the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South were at war, one with another. And you know how our forefathers yearned and burned and prayed to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their way. And one man that was on his plantation that was black born in slavery. We heard the Union Army was coming.
Sometimes you have to get ready for God to bless you. As we cross over with our ancestors tonight, we have come a long way. Don't forget, put your head back on. Wear it to work. Wear it when you're around a bunch of people. Because I see a virus coming, and they ain't got no real cure for it. But they're going to the now. You won't have to take a booster shot. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe. I'm praying for you. Every telephone, every call. Also, you, Lisa, who called me earlier. I'm praying for you. And those at the hot weather, I'm praying. God have already opened up. We don't have hot weather here in Chicago. But God have kept us this long. And he's going to continue. Give it.
Black institution, and I hope that you forgive me for the term black because many of us have passed that stage. But nevertheless, I said black because I unless we do not know where Jesus came from. I was reading a book and I wanted to know what should I tell these people when I come and say, how the Bible started to people here is Mrs. Somebody. I was trying to figure which one I was going to take home, but I can't take home any. But that's over with the to celebrate with you your 22nd celebration. I came to celebrate with you first celebration. Who later at Calvary became the deity of your religion. I came to celebrate because when I was looking at the book days, there was a song. I wonder how could that be, looking as I do. And then I looked in the book, I said, I wanted pictures to show the people what I mean. And so I got all the picture Bibles. And I said, wait, I want to speak to my people about a little thing. It seems that somewhere in the book, the idea is like, how do you know? And it says his mother brought him into Africa. What's your book? Don't say Africa. is really just being. I was on the one Moses, the black Moses, Isaiah. And I said, I am speaking about the only kind of Moses mentioned in the book of Exodus.
Boy.
woman like yourself. Those who were the first to die in the name of Jesus. Three African women from a place called Carthage, now called Morocco. The first to die in the name of Jesus, of the Christ. Look what I said, the Christ. The Romans had not yet stopped saying, be anointed. They couldn't understand what we were doing at all. They couldn't understand anymore. So that someone that they give us philosophy, that the Greeks give us philosophy, well, in fact, there wasn't a single Greek. And Rome said that even the god Apollo and the god Zeus came from Ethiopia. In other words, the Ethiopians were saying that those of us who now are like the child comes out. But that means the child will come out of the spirit.
All right.
And so, because you can see it.
The bishop of Carthage.
the third and most noted was a visit by the West Coast.
You said it's nothing.
because we were not intelligent. Please just see every actor. We have gone into the pain. But more than that, we have given to Europe its first university, the University of Salamanca in Spain. From bring it to me. But I said, man, I can't do that. I can't. That's asking me to kill my mother. She says, well, you want me, don't you? This is what they're real me. And so the brother says, I just got to have that. And he says, well, my mother doesn't live a long life already. I even have to live anyhow. So she went up to the girl, and the girl said, well, look, I'm making it easier for you. If you
selling a few little things on the street.
woman for you and said, "Ain't that no bad